you know, take up with myself, you know. And like I said, I just walked into the third grade class and started being, you know, part of the bunch, you know. I got paddlings, you know, I told jokes. I had the lead part in the two school plays that year, you know. And so I knew how it was to be a new kid, and so I just wanted them to feel comfortable, you know. But there was no particular set of rules that they had to go through. After a while, you know, they got to be friends with somebody, go spend a night with them, you know.
But no kind of initiation?
Yeah, no initiation, uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of a verbal game that involved one person trying to out-insult the other one? He would insult this one, and this one come back,
yeah.
One try to top it.
Yeah.
Might have been in a fight.
Mm. Just arguing, you know, proving a point.
Okay. Have you ever heard of ranking the play of the dozens?
Nah. Mm-mm. Just hassling somebody. Black people call it meddling. He's meddling with me. You know.
What about the kinds of games that you played when you were a child? Maybe like hiding games or running games?
Yeah. Hide and seek. Yeah, hide and seek. And of course, we played war and we played cowboys and Indians, you know, and cops and robbers. We played hide and seek and chase. Chinese chase. That's when somebody, they touch you, you got to put your hand on the spot they touch and run till you catch the next guy, you know. If they, you know, like they, you know, they reach and get you from behind, you know, and they just barely touch you on the tail, you know, and you got to put your hand on your hip and run around, you know, one-handed like. And the real fun part was, you know, to have to jump and touch somebody on the ankle, you know, and he had to run around holding his ankle that he caught. But that was Chinese chase. And we played tag and, you know, we had bases. And, you know, just stuff like that.
Any kind of game that you ever played, maybe when you had the line of kids?
Yeah, you mean like Red Rover sent Tommy right over, yeah. And we played Annie over, which was, you know, one kid get on one side of the tent top house and one get on the over. You know, and you hollered Annie over and he threw the ball over. And I forget how it goes now. If it went over, it was something. If it didn't go over, it was something, you know.
Any game?
Oh, yeah, we played marbles, you know, man, all the time, you know. They wouldn't let us play for keeps, you know. That was kind of like gambling, you know. If you played with a marble and a guy beat you, you know, you could keep that marble, you know, the marble that you beat him with, you know, you keep his marble. But we played, you know, four-hole marbles, you know, 5, 10, and 15. Well, the first hole didn't count because you was there anyway, and then it was a 5-point hole, a 10-point hole, you know, and then the 15-point hole was way over here, and you made the first hole, the second hole, then the third hole, and then you had to come back without missing. And then when you got the first hole again, you legged for the hole that was way off, and you got 15 points, you know.
Any games with a knife?
Stretch. We played stretch. You know, two guys standing face to face, they pull out their pocket knives, you know, and you throw the knife out there away from his leg, and he has to stretch to the point where the knife stuck up in the ground. If the knife didn't stick, then you didn't have to stretch. And then you get him straight out like that, see, and as far as he can go. And if you throw it between his legs and it sticks up, he has to turn around, see, and throw the knife backwards. And, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, you play chicken if he was going to throw the knife into the guy's foot, you know. And also you play chicken with, you know, cigarettes. You put your arms together and you drop a lighted cigarette on your arm, you know, and the guy that chickened out first, you know. Just crap games, you know, it's stuff like that.
Were there any particularly rough games that you played?
No, you know, just sports, you know. Roughhouse was a kind of football when everybody was against everybody, which more or less amounts to naked soccer, I guess you would say. Everybody was against everybody. You know, when they tackled you, well, then you everybody got behind you in a wad, kind of like a huddle, and you just threw the ball straight up over your head, and the man that got it, and everybody else went out to tackle him, beat the hell out of him or whatever, you know. And I enjoyed that one. I still like to play roughhouse. That's a lot of fun because, you know, it you're, you know, you and me against you and the football against the world. Mm-hmm. If you got the ball, son, you know, you're the target. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, nothing particularly rough. You know, we had, you know, little wars, you know, with corn cobs and, you know, cow piles and stuff like that, you know. But no particular, you know, real dangerous, hellacious games or anything like that. We, you know.
Any ring games you ever play?
Hmm?
Ring games? You have to light up a ring, you know?
No, we used to play those at parties, like, you know, spin the bottle, you know. Boys and girls get in a circle, you know, and you put the bottle on the floor and you spin it, and the one that landed on you had to take them around the house, you know.